Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, does Jesus still love us compared to when we first said yes to him? Does he still love us the same way? Plus, a special guest, Bonnie Mitchell, is going to be joining us, and she's going to share about her trip that she took to Israel. Going to be very cool material. And our Facebook post for today, connecting the heart and the mouth.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. And so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Quick reminder to you that you can reach us through email, davidspoon@kprz.com. If you have any praise reports or prayer requests. We like to pray for people on the air. We think it's cool to pray together. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be covering in the next segment of DDD called Does Jesus Still Love Us Compared to When We First Said Yes to Him? Is that the same? Because a lot of Christians are like, oh, I'm saved, yay! And about 15 years later, they're like, I know me 15 years better. And I wouldn't love me. So we're going to talk about that. Does that sound fascinating? Is that a challenge or what?
Sounds fascinating. And, you know, since Jesus is just 100% man, he's also 100% divine. That, in my mind, the answer to your question is yes, he loves us just as much.
Yep. And we're going to get into that and kind of dive into that part of that. But before we do that, we're going to do this cute little DDD called Eat the Pie. Eat the Pie. Now, normally, eat the pie sounds good, but it's not always good. So I'm kind of forward.
So this is not a foodie.
This is not a foodie for those that are thinking, oh, just doing a food report. No. Not doing a food report. Here we go. And this is two different sections in Genesis. And then what I want you to do is I'm going to kind of compare them so we can kind of look at them from an angle. It's almost like taking a ball, putting it in your hand, and then turning it so you can see it from different angles. Genesis 17 through 18. On God making wonderful promises to Abraham. Here's what here's Abraham's response when he said, I'm going to make you the dad of so many kids. Here's Abraham's response. Abraham fell to the ground, laughed, and thought in his heart, can a child be born to a 100-year-old man? Can Sarah, a 90-year-old woman, give birth? So Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael could live in your presence. That was Abraham. Now, same genre, same story, next chapter. Genesis 18, 13 through 15. In this case, instead of this being about Abraham, it's about Sarah. And here's what it says. But the Lord asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, can I really have a baby when I'm old? Is anything impossible for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will come back to you, and in about a year, she will have a son. Sarah denied it. I did not laugh, she said, because she was afraid. But he replied, no, you did laugh. Okay. Two main Old Testament characters, very central to many things, including the covenants of the Lord. Abraham hears God say, I'm going to give you children. And Abraham's going, what? I'm 100? Sarah's 90 years old? You're going to give me a baby? What? Look at that. What's wrong with Ishmael? He's right over there. Use that kid. Sarah goes through the exact same thing, except When Sarah goes through it, the Lord says, "Why did you laugh?" But then Sarah went, "I didn't laugh." See, herein lies the difference. And I could just tell you right now, they both were thinking God was nuts. They were thinking that. They both said the exact, if you read this, I don't care if you read it in Yiddish, in Hebrew, or in Latin, or it doesn't matter what you're reading. They're both going, "What are you talking about?" But when they were confronted with it, Sarah said this, "I did not laugh." The difference between Abraham and Sarah, they both were like, "No way, this isn't going to happen." But when Sarah was confronted with it, she denied it. She denied it. So my thinking, because I think this way, why? Why would she deny it? She knows she's talking to God. She knows Abraham's right there. He said the same thing she did. Why wouldn't she just own it? Why wouldn't she just go, "Well, it does sound pretty funny"? I mean, why wouldn't you just say that? Do you know why she didn't do that? Do you know why she didn't own that? Fear of embarrassment. She was afraid, and it specifically says, "I did not laugh," she said, because she was afraid. But afraid of what? Of being embarrassed. She was afraid of being embarrassed in this situation. Have you ever had to give a reply and you're in a situation and you know if you give the straight truth, honest answer, you're going to look a little goofy? Have you ever realized that? But here's the key. Here's the solution. Eat the pie. Eat the pie and get it over with. Own it and move on. Just eat the pie. Just shovel it down there. Go and be done with it, or you will extend the problem. You know what
Humble
I'm saying?
Pie is a good thing.
Humble pie. Now, it's not that it's fun to eat, but it's
better than the alternative.
Well, yeah, the alternative is that you're going to be eating it a lot longer if you don't eat it now. It's kind of like, I don't know if your parents are there, but they put like castor oil down you and say, "Get it over with. Eat this." It was like back in the day. That's kind of how they used to do stuff. My point is this. When Sarah went through the same thing Abraham went through, Sarah was like, "Oh, I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh." It's like, no, you laughed. Okay, and if you just would have said, "Yeah, I laughed, so what?" That would have been a better response than, "No, I didn't." It's just like the denial is the killer. All right, so if you do something wrong, like when my wife confronts me, I'm pretty good at dodging. Okay, I'm good at it, but I have to, she's pretty good at pinning the dodge. So it's just better to own it and to go, "Yeah, I don't know why I did that. That was bad."
It's the same thing I do with my kids. They, especially when they've done something wrong, I've seen it. They know I've seen them, but they still try and weasel their way out. It's like, "Hello."
Yeah. I think we do this with the Lord a lot. I think we do this with people.
Oh,
I think we do this at work. I think we do this at church. I think we do it in a lot of different ways where we're, instead of just being like, "Yep, that's, yep, I did that. Yep. Okay, I own it. Yep, mine, all mine. Mine, mine, all mine, mine." And see, to me, King David and King Saul are those perfect examples of what this really manifests to be in its fullness. When Saul was confronted, he tried to justify his behavior, his strategy, his actions. When David was confronted by Nathan, and David's was even worse because David's involved murder, involved, you know, just all these types of deceptions. And Nathan said, "Thou art the man." Then David said, "God, please forgive me." And it's like, that's owning it. And because he owned it, he didn't lose his kingdom. But because Saul was like the artful dodge, that wasn't going to work for God. So it's a really important element for all of us to operate, not just but to own it. You made a mistake. That's a bad mistake. It's a bummer. But own it. Move on. It's time to move on now. Just, you know, to whatever it's going to take, just move to that next place. But own it. Eat the pie. Own it and move on and be willing to say, "Yep, I blew that." Because there's only one person in all the universe that has walked this planet that has the right to say, "I didn't blow anything." And that's Jesus. All the rest of us, sinners. Sinners saved, but sinners nonetheless. So it's like you got to get that straight. Own it. Be aware of it. Take it on. If you do something wrong, you did something wrong. I mean, your intent was probably not to hurt, but if your intent after that is to avoid embarrassment, then you're going to have a new intent called lying.
Oh, I tell my kids that all the time too, Dave. I say, "You know what? You're going to be in trouble now, even if you're honest. But if you hold out on me and I find out, or you tell me later, you're going to be in 10 times more trouble."
Yeah, it'd be a whole lot worse. So to own it, Eat the pie, own it, eat it, and move on as quickly as you can. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming right back.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
George Stephanopoulos, the former top aide to Bill Clinton and a general in Clinton's war room with James Carville, donated $50,000 to the Clinton Foundation and never told anyone at ABC News about it. When it was revealed last week, ABC News said no action need be taken, and it was an honest mistake. What was the mistake? The donation, or not telling his bosses about it? Stephanopoulos interviewed the author of Clinton Cash. It was a confrontational interview, and he never mentioned his donations to the Clinton Foundation. That's a conflict of interest. George is no journalist. He's a Democratic operative. He has no journalism background. He should not be allowed to moderate or be involved in any of the coming political debates. And if he is, Republicans should refuse to appear. If they do, they should mention on the air his contribution and that the public should take that into consideration when he questions them. No wonder the public trust in the media is at an all-time low. In Denver, I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Are you looking for an opportunity to help someone who needs you? I'm Mark Sanchez, a mentor with California Mentor, San Diego's leading family home agency. If you're a caregiver at heart with an extra bedroom, call California Mentor to learn more about becoming a host home provider for an adult with a developmental disability. You'll receive ongoing support and a competitive monthly payment. Call us today at 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2.
Thanks to California Mentor, I now have a place to call home.
If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Get up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for your old trade today. 2015 Kia Optima, just $111 per month lease. With a payment like that, why not drive home two for $222? Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, 866-K-Praise, 866-577-2473. I just got an email in the box from the San Diego Broadcasters Association group asking me to help coordinate the lunch for our award-winning commercial that we did, as well as for the client. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Looking forward to doing that. It's very nice that they did that. We got the award. Pretty happy.
Keynote speaker
that.
For the day is going to be Cassie.
Well, it should be Cassie because, you know, that Cassie commercial, I think, is funnier than the other one. And then they gave the award to the other one.
So, I know.
We'll have to wait and see where they're going to go with all that. This segment doesn't have long to go. It's one of those shorter segments. Because it is a shorter segment, I want to make sure to get the DDD in. This doesn't actually have a title. So if you want to try and give it a title, I think it would be more a title of It Carries On. It Carries On. How about that? It Carries On. Not talking about the behavior of bad children. Okay. It Carries On. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 through 5. And then I'm probably going to add to this just to let you know if I have time. But here's what it says. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. It's just like a little passage. You go, so? Well, so is the word to him who loves, L-O-V-E-S, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. You see, this is one of the truths, small truth in the sense of not hard for people to really understand, but it's one of the truths that are in Scripture to help you and I maintain. It helps us to maintain. It helps us to keep going. It helps us to keep functioning. Why is that? Because what takes place for a lot of people is they get saved, or they have some experience, they have some encounter, and at some point, somewhere, in some capacity, they said yes to Jesus. And they start operating their lives in more of a Christian mindset and a Christian framework. Pretty common. Nothing weird there. But what does happen is as the Lord puts us through the process, and we've talked about justification, sanctification, and glorification, as he has now justified us and we are in the process of sanctification and will yet get to glorification, while we're going through that process, we notice in the sanctification process, there's a lot more dirt than we thought. It's just what it is. It's like, ooh, I didn't realize it was quite that bad. You know, you think you're bad and you know you're a sinner, but then when the Lord starts to expose some of the deeper parts of our sin, it's quite challenging not to run away from yourself. It's like, eek, you know, it's like I have that in me. Wow. So it takes a toll after a while as the Lord is conforming us into the image of Jesus step by step, and he tells us all the way that he loves us, goes through that process. But you feel like sometimes, and some people do, that you're like less lovable as you're going through the process than you were when you first made a decision to follow Jesus. Like for some unexplainable reason in your mind or in my mind, certainly in only human minds, not divine minds, that the lovability factor of our lives and the selection of us as a choice and the desire for God to spend eternity with us comes into question, because we're questioning a lot about ourselves and what we've become and how we react and how we respond. And most of us, by the way, do have that same sense of the Apostle Paul, who said, you know, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, and an honest Christian feels they're the worst. Every individual Christian feels like they're the worst because they know better and they should do a better job. And it's almost like you know it, but you don't want to say it because you know that's kind of like a reverse pride situation. But look, it's there. And the fact of the matter is that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, it says that Jesus loves us, L-O-V-E-S. Now, I am not an English major. I mean, I got an A in English, but I'm not, you know, in composition, creative writing, and everything else. But I am not an English, but I do know that there is some difference between past tense, present tense, and future tense. And I know the word loves, L-O-V-E-S, is a present tense word. And I know that the Lord loved me, especially when I first, you know, yes, to the gospel, awesome, great, I love it, terrific. And I know on Streets of Gold, when we're all dancing and it's great fun and we're having barbecues or whatever, great. I mean, always, but now, right now, I need to know from time to time. I need to know he loves me. I need to know that the love of God is as active and powerful for me currently as it has been entirely. I need to have a confidence that I can rely, and that's one of the things that's in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, that I can know and rely on the love of God. I need that love of God today. I need to know Jesus loves me. I know he loved me. I need to know he loves me. I need to have that thing going. Because otherwise, I'm going to keep beating myself up. And see, this is a perfect passage for that. Because it just says straight to it, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us in the past, currently loving us, and then for the loving you're going to give us in the future. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we'll be back.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter
local,
how
national, far, and worry, heavenly baby, talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Party City reminds us to salute our fighting men and women of the American military. Whether they're currently serving or an American veteran, they are our friends, our family, and our protectors. Let's make sure they truly know how much we appreciate them putting their lives on the line for ours. This is from Party City in Point Loma and Mission Valley for all your party supply needs. Call 858-578-2300 where they salute the men and women of our American military.
Now we see Jesus in the Bible, but someday we'll see him face to face.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. Some years ago, David and a friend set out to climb Mount Whitney. At 14,505 feet, it is the tallest mountain in the contiguous United States. They arrived at Whitney Portal late one evening, rolled out their sleeping bags at base camp, and tried to get some sleep before they began their ascent at first light. Whitney is not a technical climb, but rather a long, exhausting walk, 11 miles of relentless ascent. The climb, though hard going, was exhilarating, with stunning vistas, beautiful blue lakes, and lush meadows along the way. But the trail grew long and exhausting, a test for legs and lungs. David thought of turning back as the day wore on, and the trail seemed to stretch endlessly before them. Occasionally, however, he caught a glimpse of the summit and realized that each step was bringing him one step closer. If he just kept walking, he would get there. That was the thought that kept David going. Paul assures us in Romans 13:11 that our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Every day brings us one day closer to that great day when we shall summit and see our Savior's face. That's the thought that can keep us going. Have a spare moment? Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app. Or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was brought to you from Our Daily Bread Ministries.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yowza, bowza. That's what I have to say. For those that want to know, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is the way to reach us via email. You're also welcome to call the show, 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. I will give you, without any sound effects, a weather report. It's all right. It's nice. It's a little cloudy, but nice. And the traffic doesn't look that bad. I noticed that it wasn't that bad coming in today. I didn't know if that meant that some people were just taking some time off or what was going on, but that's kind of cool. Okay, all good with that. We got a DDD that we're going to do. And after our DDD, we're hoping that I'm confident that Bonnie Mitchell will be in studio after that. So she'll start the next segment and we'll get a chance to talk to Bonnie about the trip to Israel, which is going to be cool because it's like I'm going to give her just as much room as she needs just to kind of share. She's already done an interview with us before, so it's not overly complex, but it's a lot of fun. In the meantime, let's get into the DDD that does have a little bit of life to it and is relatively important. It's in Deuteronomy. So the DDD is in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 16. Deut 31, 16. Here's what it says. The Lord said to Moses, you are about to rest with your fathers, and this people will soon commit adultery with the foreign gods of the land they are entering. They will abandon me and break covenant I have made with them. And here's the thing about this passage that comes out of Deuteronomy 31:16. The Lord knows, get this, the Lord knows when you and I are going to do wrong. I know. Nobody wants to admit it. No, he doesn't. No. He doesn't. Okay. The Lord knows when you and I are going to do wrong. He knows ahead of time before we do it. Here he's telling Moses, okay, so anyway, so you're going to die, and then after you die, here's what's going to happen. The boys and the girls here in the tent, they're all going to go after foreign gods, and they're not going to listen to me, and they're going to break my covenant. He's just giving them a report prior. Just like letting them know, hey, this is what's going to happen. Just get ready for it. And it's an important element to understand that even though, get this, the Lord knows, he still wants to make it all work with Israel. Now, here's the connection between you and I. Did you know that in Revelation 1:8, Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega? Do you know what the Alpha and the Omega represent, what that stands for? Just to make it easy for you and I, Alpha would be A, and then in our terms, Omega would be Z. Just kind of keeping it simple, like A to Z, right? Easy? Does that make sense? Say it again. You're not coming through the mic. Speak again. Try it again. Yeah, you got to turn it on. See, we have Terminator Todd working with us. Still not speaking in the mic. You got no voice. You have no voice today. Let me know.
It should be O.
Huh? What's that? Well,
should the Omega be O?
Yeah, but see, in their case, their O was our Z. That's how that works. And so Jesus is the A to Z. Okay. Now, what does that mean, the A to Z? Every single word you can put in there under A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, Z, all the way through Z. Everything you've been to, Jesus got it covered. It's already covered. It's already done. So he already knows all this stuff. He's already smart like this. He's already aware of that stuff. And you know what he knows that you won't admit? He knows that next week you're going to commit a sin that you don't even know you're going to commit. And he chose you anyway. And he loves you anyway. And he's on your side anyway. Why? Why would he be on your side? Why should he be on your side when you know you're going to mess? Because he loves us. I could tell you something right now. It's going to be a horrible example, but I'll use it. My eldest child is going to be turning 32. My middle child will be 30 in about 3 weeks. Let me tell you something that's going to happen to my two older boys. In the next 10 years, they're going to do stupid things. Really dumb things that a parent would think, that's really dumb. And I will love them anyway. And I will embrace them anyway. And even when they do it, I will try and help them anyway. Why? Well, not because I am so righteous, but I have this thing, this little itty-bitty seed in me called love and compassion. Now, it just so happens that God's seed is enormous. and covers everything. But if in me, a sinful man who's much more likely to do wrong than good, if I can find in my heart compassion to embrace my children, though I know they're going to do something incorrect, how much more accurate would that be for a father who adores his children so much as to protect them and want to spend eternity with them dancing on streets of gold? I want you to think about this just for a split second. And I've had this conversation with somebody. A person actually said this to me at a Christian conference. They said, well, the Lord loves me, but he doesn't like me because, you know, I've got this and this and this and this. I said, well, I know you have all that sin and stuff, and, you know, I got sin too, but here's something you got to catch. You don't think God's a moron, right? No, of course not. God's not a moron. Well, would you spend eternity with somebody you didn't like? It's just would you do that? I'm going to spend the next 60 gazillion trillion years with you, but I can't stand you. It's like, what? No. He likes you. He doesn't like your sin, but he likes you. And he loves you. And he likes to hang out with you tons. He just needs you to have that same mindset and that same heart that you would want to and like to hang out with him. The best thing about your Heavenly Father is he's still your dad. And he's the perfect dad. He's not the dad that you grew up with. He's better than the dad you grew up with. This dad will never stop his ownership of his kid. You're going to mess up next week and next year, and you'll still be a child of the Most High God when you turn your heart towards the Father and say, help me. And he will say, I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, it should be some pretty interesting interviewing. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call
The David Spoon
me.
Experience no continues way. On K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
William San Diego Memorial Chapel in San Diego says to support our military and veterans by offering your goodwill. Go online and type military charities for organizations to donate your time, clothing, or funds for military and veteran families. Also donate blood. It saves lives. This message is from William San Diego Memorial Chapel at 2441 University Avenue in San Diego, where they are a family-owned mortuary that provides your family with excellent and compassionate care. Call 619-692-3090 for William San Diego Memorial Chapel, wishing you a wonderful Memorial Day.
Why Escondido Charter High School's individualized learning program? Parents, you have a choice as to where your sons and daughters are educated. If your sons and daughters are tired of the distractions that interfere with their education, our individualized learning program offers a safe, orderly learning environment with one-on-one instruction in a flexible college-style setting. It's tuition-free public education, WASC accredited, with year-round enrollment. We offer college prep and general curriculum courses that prepare you for college or a career. CIF Sports, award-winning classes in graphic design, photography, 3D manufacturing, robotics, video production, theater arts, Fire Tech Academy, Criminal Justice Academy, leading to careers. So if you need to make up credits, want to pursue college or a career without the big campus distractions, call 760-737-3154 and ask for Judy Brooks, our intake coordinator. That's 760-737-3154.
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You're welcome to do that. Plus, you can also go to Facebook and type in The David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. And then also you can follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. You can do that as well. All right. So our guest is running a little bit behind. So we're going to get into a DDD for a little bit and then just kind of bring her in when she comes in. That's the way we're going to do it. So this is a DDD. Get ready for this. Are you ready for this? This is a DDD out of Exodus. Ooh, Exodus. Yeah, so one of the first five books of the Bible, also known as the Torah. This is, so you got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's the Torah. And here's Exodus 31, 1 through 3. You better get ready, because it's kind of a personalized approach to the passage. Exodus 31, 1 through 3. And it says the following: the Lord also spoke to Moses, "Look, I have appointed by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with God's spirit, with wisdom, understanding, and ability." Wow. Let's hear it again. The Lord also spoke to Moses, "Look, I have appointed by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with God's spirit, with wisdom, understanding, and ability." It's a very cool portion, because in this portion we find out that God has made an appointment. Look, I have appointed by name. He makes an appointment. He makes a choice regarding us, and he appoints us by name. And you have been appointed by name. You also have been chosen by name. Here's the coolest part about that: the Lord knows your name. You know, everybody's trying to get famous. Everybody wants to have fame. Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be known. What's more important than being known by the King of the universe? What's more important than being known by God himself? What audience do we need that goes beyond needing to be known by God? God is the one that we want to know, and we want him to know us, and we want to be connected. And then he says, this is a wonderful, wonderful verse. He says, I have filled him with the spirit, with wisdom, understanding, and ability by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. By the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the result is wisdom and understanding and ability. You've heard me talk on a couple of different occasions, and how I've said, look, we need the empowerment of the Lord to do this stuff. We need the empowerment of God to be able to walk this walk. You cannot walk the Christian walk just by going, I think I'll just do this. You need God to enable you to do it. I need God to enable me to do it. We need God to enable us to do it. And the key is, you cannot walk a successful Christian walk apart from Christ. I don't know why. I'm not sure why we try. It seems kind of goofy. But what we should be doing is just leaning on his arms, trusting him, asking him to strengthen us, asking him to power us, asking him to bless us, asking him to guide us, and being connected to him. So I'm encouraging you to recognize that God appoints you and has appointed you by name. Listen to this. Watch this. Now, this is from my very own Terminator Todd. You want to hear something really great, Terminator Todd? Listen to this.
Listening.
God knows your name. He knows you. That is a deep, deep thought. You're like, ooh, the king of the universe knows me? Yep. You don't need fame anywhere else. You got the best audience ever. The king of the universe. And he knows you by name. Oh, come on. How cool is that? That's pretty cool stuff, I gotta say. Okay, did we get any word on our guest? Do we know what is or is not happening? Because I have not heard. So I'm not.
We do not have an update yet.
Okay, we do not have an update yet. So we will do our best to prevail because we're pretty good at that. We're pretty good at just prevailing and things like that. I do want to let people know that if you go to the Facebook site, I got to be careful. Got to be really careful with this. There is a little information about the book on the site. And it is moving steadily, rapidly. We are going to be moving that book forward, and we hope to have it out into the church communities within the next 6 to 8 weeks, which is like, wow. So that's an interesting accomplishment. I think it would be a lot of fun to get in that. Okay, here's what we're going to do, because we're kind of a little bit on off schedule. We're going to kind of try and do this just for a second. We're going to break early, if that's all right. Come back and do a longer next segment to see if we can work this out and still pull this together. Would that work for you, Terminator Todd?
Of course.
Okay, good. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Feed Your Faith presents the Love Worth Fighting For event, featuring Fireproof stars Kirk Cameron and Warren Barfield.
Live.
Join us for this event designed for you. Whether you've been married for 50 years or dating for 50 minutes, you will be worshiping and praising God, laughing hysterically as you see Mike Seaver and hear about the pretzel. Combine that with Kirk and Warren's unbelievable ability to share the plan God has for marriage and relationships, and you won't want to miss a single minute of this unique event.
You know, the Bible says that love does not keep a record of wrongs. Wouldn't that be great?
This event was designed to strengthen good marriages, heal broken marriages, and lay the groundwork for biblical relationships that work according to God's plan for each and every one of us, regardless of marital status.
Join us at the Love Worth Fighting For event featuring Kirk Cameron, Sunday, June 7th, 6 p.m. at Faith Chapel in Spring Valley. For tickets, go to loveworthfightingfor.com or call 800-765-9324.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop. Here's Brittany and Tom Giacalone and, of course, baby Brielle to tell you more about solar incentives.
So there's solar incentives available to homeowners and business owners is rapidly going to be exhausted soon. One of the incentives still available is the 30% tax credit and the net metering program available through SDG&E, which is a very huge incentive.
A lot of the commercial customers, too, can write off the depreciation of the system.
Associated with all these incentives is we go over all your options when we go and visit your home or business, because every home and every business is different. We do customize your solar analysis to reflect that, and that's why it's really important we share all that information with you so you know what your options are.
Join the Current Solar family, and for every signed solar install they do for your home or business, Current Solar Contracting will donate $500 to Unity for Orphans. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Now, kid,
I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like the old saying goes, maybe imitated, but never duplicated. There are a lot of ways available today to learn how to trade stocks, but New Venture on Wall Street has a tried and true system. They teach a skill set that can help you be a successful trader. The New Venture system is endorsed by those who are serious about generating wealth through the stock market. Here's a New Venture graduate, Joe. Joe's from a recent seminar.
If anybody's serious about trading stocks or investing in stocks, it's the best program on the market that I'm aware of, and I have reviewed quite a few.
If you're serious about learning how to use the stock market to create a second income, pay off debt, or start a new business, then you need to call New Venture on Wall Street right now. 1-877-907-TRADE. 1-877-907-TRADE. That's 1-877-907-TRADE. For more details, go online to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Attend our live event May 29th and 30th at the Sheraton Carlsbad Resort and Spa.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to, I guess you have to want to, if you want to, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You're welcome to do that. Before we do our Facebook post, before I'm going to do a short DDD. I think it warrants it time-wise and just because of what the matter is. It's Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 18. Deuteronomy. Now, for those that don't remember what a DDD is, it's a devotional diamond of the day, which means that while I was doing my devotions and reading certain portions, some of the scriptures came out and went whoop, and jumped out and leaped at me and went, oh, wow, look at this. And then from there, we kind of turn it into something we share. So Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 18 says this, "Be sure there is no man, woman, clan, or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go and worship the gods of those nations. Be sure there is no root among you bearing poisonous and bitter fruit." Ouch. "Be sure that there is no root among you bearing poisonous or bitter fruit." The first thing you got to do, get this, you got to say no to roots. Not just no to drugs, you got to say no to roots. And you're thinking, what are you talking about? Well, here's the problem. The problem is when you reach disappointment in something, it easily, from an emotional context, moves to discouragement. So disappointment moves to discouragement. And discouragement moves to disillusionment. And roots of bitterness come somewhere in the process of disappointment, discouragement, and disillusionment. A bitter pill, a bitter root, a bitter experience that one holds on to then becomes a part of you. If you allow that bitterness to sit and to fester and to grow, it takes away from your life. The Lord is telling him, hey, you know, when you're doing this, don't worship other gods. Don't let any of these roots come into your system, and they're poisonous, they're bitter, it's a bad thing. Don't have that processing through you. Don't be like that kind of person. And some of you, and I think in some areas of my own life, have some things that we've had happen to us that we've not yet gone, okay, you know what? I'm just going to let that go. And when we don't let that go and we hang on, there's bitterness that develops and there's roots in our system. If you think of yourself as a tree, you're literally feeding yourself with some of that bitterness. It's a bad deal. You don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that. I know I do things that maybe go in that direction, but I don't want to do that. So the answer is not, oh, you're just going to snap your finger. Oh, I'm perfect. Oh, that's all that took. That's not the answer. The answer is you come before the Lord and you say, I might have some stuff in me that's not good. I need help. I need your help, God, to get rid of this stuff that's deep inside me. That takes me back to my testimony where the Lord delivered me from drugs. You know, getting high, 10, 15, 20 times a day on every kind of drug you can come up with except for needles. And I did it for 4.5 years, never missed a single day, very consistent. But when the Lord told me that's enough, when I got down on my knees that night and I prayed, I said, I like doing that because I haven't found anything better, but apparently you don't like it. And I said, I can't do this by myself. I don't have the capacity. But if you enter into this situation and you help me and you bring you into it, then I can get through this and I won't do it anymore. And then I prayed this goofy prayer that most people don't even realize what a simple prayer this was. Please take the desire in my heart away from me that says to me, I want to get high. Just please take that away. I don't want it. Can you please take it from me? And then I woke up. And that was, I've been a Christian 36 years. That was 35 plus years ago. That was it. Not 1 minute. Not one withdrawal. One big temptation. But you know when the Lord says there's a temptation to make a way of escape? He showed me the front door, and I was out that door faster than you can say, yogli, yogli. I mean, I was gone. I was out of there. But the Lord delivered me because I was honest. I believe, and he wanted me to find deliverance, so we made a perfect team. He wanted me to be okay, and I wanted to be forward and straight on it, and we worked it together. That's some cool stuff. Don't let that bitter stuff stay in you, though. That'll kill you. All right, let's get ready for our Facebook post. What's our music for Facebook post, my friend? There's nothing like the wonders of sophomoric humor as opposed to freshman humor or senior humor. I think sophomoric humor is by far the best. The Facebook post for today, Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Just something that I saw that went like, ding, ding, ding. You look at something, you go, ding. It says this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Like, okay, hold on, let me get this straight. I just want to make sure I know what's going on here so I'm not missing this. If I confess with my mouth, well, that's easy, I got a big mouth. Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart, so I'm the only person that could be being fooled anywhere is myself. I either believe it in my heart or I don't. Nobody else is going to know. I know. So if I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and that Jesus is Lord, I got it. I'm there. I'm saved. And people say, well, you gotta go to class, and you got to take Christianity 101. You got to take how to go to church 102. You got to take how to do witnessing 103. And all those things are great, but not necessary to be saved. You know what's necessary to be saved? That if I confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I'm saved. What I find astounding about this passage is how the mouth and the heart work together. That's what I look at that and go, wait. Heart, mouth, working together, creating something unique leads me to, it's like, what? See, they work together for us to receive salvation because our mouth will confess Jesus is Lord. Our heart will believe that God raised him from the dead. Put those two together, you have salvation. So that makes me think, well, wait a second. What else do I need to get in syncopation between my mouth and my heart? What else do I need? Now, salvation, that's the big thing. But are there other things? Should I be saying things that are Christian in nature and believing things that are God-ordained in nature and putting those things together too? After all, if I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth, I'm getting salvation out of that. That's a pretty good deal. So what other formulas am I not seeing? And it makes you think that. It makes you consider it. Like, maybe I should speak a little bit more confidence and believe a little more confidently that God will help me through my circumstance. Maybe instead of looking at my circumstance and being upset, maybe I can be confident. Maybe I can be positive. Maybe I can be strong in that. Maybe I can believe with my heart, confess with my mouth what I believe. Maybe I can work those together a little bit better and a little bit more often. Maybe that's what I need to be working on. Wait, not maybe. That's what I need to be working on. Get my mouth and my heart together. Let them work together, and what they do and what my heart believes and what my mouth says, let that bring glory to God through the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break, and then we're coming back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow. Not enough, baby. If you need me, call.